Well, good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. If you're like me and you ever zoned out or contemplated the cosmos while listening to Brian Eno's beautiful Apollo atmospheres and soundtracks, you'll be happy to know that an asteroid has been named after the ambient music master and super producer. Yeah, earlier this week, Eno was presented with the Stephen Hawking Medal for Science Communication at the prestigious Science Festival, aka Geek Bonnaroo. I'm making that up. Starmus 5. The asteroid, originally called 819482000OM69, catchy, no? And for some more serendipity, this year marks the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing, and so naturally, Brian Eno is reissuing Apollo's atmospheres and soundtracks that'll be out July 19th. French alt-pop band Phoenix is paying tribute to fellow countryman Philippe Zadar, the legendary producer, DJ, and one half of the electronic duo Cassius, who died last week at the age of 52. Zadar worked with Phoenix on their 2009 breakout album Wolfgang Amadeus. Phoenix, the band, posted a nice tribute on Instagram, calling Zadar legendary and crediting him for inspiring their sound. Canadian singer-songwriter Leslie Feist is getting ready to launch a new storytelling podcast all about self-reinvention, creativity, and it all ties into her most recent album, Pleasure. Pleasure Studies is out July the 9th, and in a video announcement, Leslie says she underwent something really tough during the making of Pleasure and decided to put out a questionnaire to see if anybody else was feeling kind of the same way, their world crumbling around them. Well, she got an overwhelming number of responses from 63 countries, and thus this podcast and Feist storytelling endeavor was born. On this day in music history, June 27th, 1966, one of the first concept records and double LPs, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention's satirical debut, Freak Out, was put out on Verve Records. In 2002, The Who's bassist John Entwistle passed away from a cocaine-induced heart attack at a Vegas hotel at the age of 57. And in 2015, we lost Yes bassist Chris Squire to leukemia. Birthdays today, songwriting royalty Doc Pomus, late surf guitarist in the Safaris, Jim Fuller, and multi-instrumentalist Lisa Germano. And that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on!